Welcome to the Second Nature Show, everybody. My name is Dom Campbell, and I'm privileged to be here with my show co-host, Alex Coble-Frakes, and Donna Masterson. And today I'm super, super excited to have the privilege of a very special guest on the show today. He's had a huge impact and influence on my life this past year, and I know the lives of many others too. So I'd like to welcome Eric Neuner, the CEO of the Health Coach Institute. Welcome, Eric.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you. It's such a privilege to have you here with us. And how was your Thanksgiving?
Really good. Really good, actually. Yeah.
Awesome.
I've been loving like being a dad and finding more and more the most nurturing parts of myself.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. I think we're going to be talking a little bit about that.
Okay.
But for those who are not part of the Health Coach Institute community or the HCI community, Carrie Peters and Stacey Morgenstern created the curriculum and they lead the powerful coach training that HCI provides. And so I can understand from their standpoint why they would want a strong marketing guy like you on their team. But I'm really curious to find out from you, out of all the industries that you could have said yes to, why did you say yes to this one?
Yeah, I love that question. I really believe in transformational coaching for myself and my own personal development. What's rooted in transformational coaching is the paradigm that we need to move towards so that we're becoming who we want to become, right? The most empowered version of ourselves asks really high quality questions that leads us to becoming who we were meant to become. And so it's a bridging of the science of coaching into a program that's actually, that people can deliver, right? So if you're going to create something monumental in the world, then you have to make it easy enough and synthesize it enough that that it can be executed by as many heart-centered people as possible. Right. So that's at the root of how we're orienting this experience for people. It's how do we make it simpler? How do we make it easier to follow? How do we make the tracks that much clearer? And how do we support all of you to support each other? Mm-hmm. Mostly. Like ultimately, it's about activating your heart and your heart and your heart so that it's much bigger than anything we're going to give.
Yes.
Like at the end of the day. So we're going to create the structure by which it's a shared experience that matters. But then from there, it's about what people do with it and how they live into it. And, you know, ocean of opportunity, as long as we seize it, you know, but it does require that the heart and the discipline to show up and then show up when it doesn't work and learn. Mm-hmm. And then show up again, and when it and learn, and that's it. And my journey to here. How did I boil the ocean? Because I've actually gotten to witness by being a marketing agency. I've gotten to witness a lot of businesses, and this one was the triple win.
Interesting.
I'm not deforesting. I could be doing a lot of things in the world, and like. Empower. I don't know what's more important than empowered education, and education that moves hearts, and being in the study and the reflection of how we collaborate and lead and create new systems that work for humanity, like the triple win. And I experienced it myself in regards to doing lots of personal development. I've done most of the seminars out there. And it led me to Carrie and Stacey. And I loved, I loved everything about the genesis of their work, which was serving people who had gotten their training, but then needed to turn it into something. So like the such a great foundation to build a school from.
I appreciate that too, because I had actually started on my health coaching career back in 2010. And when I went through my divorce, I had to quit because I couldn't afford to finish it. And I came back, and a lot of the students that I went through the course with got a lot of coaching skill, but they didn't have a lot of the background in terms of, well, what do they do with that once they have that? They didn't have the business side of it at all. And so, you know, it's like, well, I don't think I really want to go back to that school. They're all struggling to open a coaching business, right? And there were some other things that, of course, you know, I was looking for as well, but I love that you cover that. Yeah. I love that you cover it. You make it deliverable so that anybody can get going with this.
Yeah. And I really, this orienting towards marketing as sharing and caring when it's done right. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a paradigm shift. Like, this one is actually, we got to live this one into existence, because we're conditioned on marketing. Like, you know, let me, right. Because it's been exploitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, and that's not to make people wrong, but we do, we have a lot of systems with actually misaligned incentives. Just that's what's so. When you're sicker, I actually thrive. It's that there, that's the win lose that exists in several different industries. And without like demonizing anyone, because it's not about that, I just want to orient our systems. Because let's keep the economy, but just spend it, you know, spend it where it's going to serve others.
Yes.
And I think that's where we're all seeing, where this army of hearts seeing that, oh, it's true. What we're doing today makes zero sense. Mm. And now we're trying to, okay, how do we, what's the system change look like? How do we further organize, further align, further collaborate in the name of this movement?
It's a transfer.
It's a transformation of opportunity.
Yeah, it's a transformation itself.
That's right.
Right? It's a transformation itself. That's pretty awesome.
I love that. Yeah, that's a good way to go to meta there, Dom. Yeah.
I've got a quick question for you. So if I'm one of these people who's got my heart in the right place, but I'm afraid of the marketing, what would you say is the first step that I can do to really start to break and help to change that paradigm?
You know, the first one that popped into my head is presence over presentation. Mm. That how good I present is so much less interesting than me being here right now. Yeah. Like, and so a favorite question that I took on for a year is how can I add more love to this moment? Mm. Right? It's like you say it and like it put me into the present. And whenever I go into doing the speeches, which are still super edgy for me, I tell that to myself over and over. Presence over presentation, presence over presentation. I don't have to be good. I just have to be real.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And what a great way to look at marketing. Like if you have these sleazy feelings about marketing, you can say, how can I add love to this? There's nothing sketchy about that if I'm pouring love into it.
That's right. Yeah. And right, because once you do that exercise of asking that question, you're going to love the piece of work that you've just created.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Eric. I love the mission that you have started and are creating. You took up this mission to create an army of heart warriors and passionate coaches that are really heart-centered to try and help people get results, who believe in the power of habit change, right? Not quick fix results, and who are really putting the care back into healthcare, so to speak, right? And cultivating aliveness in people and changing their lives around and having their breakthroughs in ways that they've never experienced before. It's really powerful stuff. In building this army of heart warriors, I'm kind of curious, what has been the most powerful lesson for you that you've learned in building it?
I'm really excited about this leaning into connection when you want to avoid. Mm. So noticing the resistance in yourself to others, where you want to avoid them, and pay attention there. It's a pay attention moment. And notice simply first just the resistance. Huh, I have resistance to connecting with that person. What's that about? And then it becomes like an inquiry of like, do you want to do something about it or not? And that, right, and it's like a, but the orientation I've done in this, in building the team and continuing to build the team is lean into connection when I'm tempted to avoid. So I get that like contraction thing going, then I'm like, okay, damn, I gotta actually lean into this. That's annoying. And then taking that personally too. So same thing personally. And doing it compassionately, not in a way that makes me wrong, makes me like a bad one for wanting to crawl into a corner. Right? Just like I got resistance and I went in that. Like it's like dorsal vagal is a term where we almost like go play dead. Mm-hmm. When we want to contract or like our system is overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And so that's like that's a normal thing. Like you actually just notice when you start yawning because you're overwhelmed, you know, because you're taking on more perspective than you're used to holding. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, this avoidance thing is a little bit of that. It's a little bit of play dead.
Mm. You got to drain yourself of your ego.
You know, I think it's that mission, like just play for something bigger than yourself.
Yes.
And then it's like, you create the container by which you need to live into it. And I said that at the live event, yep. You know, in my story.
I loved it.
Yeah. It's like, it's you know, we're formed, we're shaped over time. We're all works in progress. And so what's the container that most serves our open heart?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. As you know, I signed up for HCI last year because I saw the YouTube video of you talking about your childhood and your mission as a CEO, being a heart warrior, wanting to change people's hearts and lives. Like that really spoke to me. I had never heard a CEO use words like hearts and lives before. And I really connected with that. And then again, at your live event, you shared a lot. You went even deeper, sharing more of your personal life that you haven't shared before, at least I haven't heard before. And talking about your family, your recent divorce and that. And I totally connected with that too in a really uncanny kind of way, because I've had a similar experience as you shared at the live event. And one of the things that I know that you have a passion about is to have more men in your army and to have it be okay to share your heart. Right, to express feeling and to be essentially more vulnerable. It's okay to be who you are, to be yourself, to have the experiences that you're having and to express those feelings. So in doing that, in leading that charge of finding men to join your army of heart warriors. What has been the biggest surprise for you?
Mm. Interesting.
It's a sore spot for me. I think it's kind of what's, if I'm going to be most honest, like it shows a, I think it what like rose up as like judgment for not playing bigger to attract more men into this work. Mm. You know, like this is a gift. It's a total gift. And I'm playing, it's like where I'm playing small. If I'm going to, you know, name what's most true for me in this. I mean, look, I think a lot's going to happen in this next year around the activation of the men that we do have, and man, how powerful those men are and how powerfully they're showing up. And so, you know, this is not to make anything wrong. It's all perfect. Mm-hmm. And I know where I know my growing edge. And so that's it reflects for me a room where it's 10% men and 90% women. You know, like that should be more balanced. It should be more balanced. I just think it's like we deserve a world that's at that level of balance, and we're figure it out. And you gotta give me feedback, frankly. Like I gotta get mirrors myself on where we're not bringing the mission forward for everyone, right? I think that's or we're not speaking to them in a way that's capturing their hearts. And you know, maybe me getting more deliberate there and simply getting and ask the question that activates me, right? It changes the future. This is the power of coaching right now.
Yes.
Right? You asked me a big question, and it actually like showed me a place where I'm like, oh, damn, like I'm not living into it the way I'd like to be. But it's good.
All good.
I code that as good. I don't code.
I love it. And the men's group that was started this year has been dynamic. It's growing. There's more men every month. It seems like there's more people jumping on. So your army is growing, brother. Your army is growing. And I love being a part of it. It's a privilege. So I look at you not just as being a market leader, right? I really look at you as being more of a market interrupter and causing industry leaders, right? You were talking about different industries before, but really causing those industry leaders to really sit up and take notice, right? Notice that there's a different approach that needs to be considered. And so what's that like one thing that industry leaders or entrepreneurs could do right now in this area to up-level themselves and up-level their businesses? You speak to these people frequently. You have connections with them. I would love to hear the feedback you could offer them. What's that one thing that you could tell them? Go for it.
I'm appreciating the appreciation. Focus on integrated leadership. Leadership built on overpowering others is dead. We have too much power right here for that type of leadership anymore. We all have to be operating under mutual respect and trusting that we all have mutual gifts. And anything that overpowers is essentially degrades trust. And the systems that were built prior to incredible measurement and metrics that we have today, level of networking and power that we have today. So the systems are antiquated. They were necessary command and control was necessary when we didn't have measurement and technology. We have that today. So now we get to live into a new future because we actually have measurement. So we got the trust thing now. And that's why it's what's so exciting about, you know, blockchain technology and further creating transparency and trust. It's happening. Okay, so the sooner we get that overpowering is doesn't work, the sooner that we build companies that actually are listening to all voices.
I love it.
Work in progress.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's it. What I love about it is that when you start, if world leaders out there, if you simply create a space where people feel seen and heard, and then adapt based on what you hear, even in the smallest of ways, to create positive momentum, you'll regain trust. It's not hard. Sit back, take in, appreciate what you appreciate, and guide. You know, do what you do. Just listen to the voices. Have them feel heard.
I love it.
So good.
Really, I love it. Heart-centered leadership.
Yep. At worry.
So good. So I'm kind of curious because, as you see, I have a bookshelf of books up there. And that's only a small bookshelf. There's another one in the closet. What's the last book that you read? I'm really, really curious.
You know, there's something called the Gene Keys. And I'm no expert, but it's really fascinating work. That's kind of based on unlocking your genetic potential. So much is of our expression is called epigenetics, and that what are the incantations, the mantras, the perspective that we want to hold for the highest expression of our genes. And this is, I'm not going to do it justice, but it's a fun rabbit hole if and when you're ready. James Clear, Atomic Habits. I'll give a little shout out to James because he's just a real powerful thought leader. And so excited about that. And then Play Bigger is the other one that is on my, I'm going on vacation next week. So I've got some reading in a book, so I'm really excited. And Untethered Soul has been on my to-do list for quite some time, and it's I'm finally gonna get to sink in. That's really familiar.
I know I'm heading straight to Amazon after this call, and I'm gonna pick up some like do a little book club, you guys. It'll be great.
I've written them down as well. Thank you.
That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you sharing that. And I appreciate you being on the show today and sharing your thoughts and sharing your wisdom and experience and all that you...
I got one more thing.
Sure.
If I can interrupt for a sec. It's just, it's a big one because it leads to this, what everyone needs to get around creating that space is safety first, right? Safe people will always choose safety first. It's actually where we can all align. We can all have shared reality that if we don't feel safe, there's no trust.
Yeah.
So as we move from a command and control system to one of collaborative and supportive, how do we create safety and belonging? Safety first. If we can, and with our children, the same thing, right? And with our partners, the same thing. It's like nothing moves forward, no agenda before safety.
I love that.
Very much.
And right, this is the coaching methodology as well, in terms of no, unless all green light, you cannot create transformation.
That's right.
Exactly. The lizard has to feel safe too. Can't overthink the lizard part of your brain.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So fun.
Thank you, Eric.
Right from the heart. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. So good.
Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Second Nature Show. It was such a pleasure to have you, Eric. It was great to peek behind the curtain and see some of the things that you're up to in the world to move this engine forward. I know it takes so many parts, and we're so glad that you are really putting your heart and soul into this work every single day so that we can all have the courage to do the same. Because that was something at our last live event that I noticed, is when the leaders were really being courageous, there was so much openness and so much vulnerability that was given permission to be experienced. Mm-hmm. So thank you, you know, for being courageous and to show up in that way, in that vulnerability. It's been a pleasure having you with us today. We're really honored that we got this chance to speak with you. If people who are listening are curious about finding out more about HCI, would you say a good place for them would be healthcoachinstitute.com, or would there be any other place you would point them to if they wanted to join the mission and jump on?
Yeah, we now have the better than ever, you know, life,
podcast,
career, health, Facebook group. So that would be another just way of like integrating and putting yourself in a circle of people who are going to do it better and live a more inspired life. And yeah, like if you're interested in what we're up to and looking for both personal transformation as well as bringing it to others, like check us out.
Yeah. So there's healthcoachinstitute.com has a Facebook page, they have a normal website, and then also Health Coach Inst on Instagram. They post tons of inspirational things. So if people who are listening would like some more information, shoot us an email or check out those spaces. So again, today's been really beautiful. Thank you for sharing so much. Mm-hmm. Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you at?
CoachDomCampbell.com, and the same on my Facebook page.
Brilliant. Donna, what about you?
Donna at DesireStateCoaching.com and my personal Facebook page.
Awesome. And you can find me on Instagram. I am Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach, and FullyAlignedCoaching.com, or over at Facebook, Fully Aligned Coaching. And you can find and follow us at The Second Nature Show on Facebook. We also have a YouTube page where we upload these episodes. And if you've got any questions about today's episode or you want to be interviewed on a future episode, you can email us at thesecondnatureshow@gmail.com. And we'd love to answer any other questions that come up, and be sure to tune in for our next show. It's going to be next week at Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.